This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The University of California proposed a tuition increase today, a 5% hike every year for the next 5 years. The increase still does have to be approved by the university's Board of Regents, but UC President Janet Napolitano said she basically has to do it to make up for cuts in state funding. It is worth a note here that inflation in this economy right now stands at 1.7% every year. Those rising costs and student debt loads doing the same thing have a lot of people questioning the value of a college degree. Parents want to know before they pony up what schools are doing to get their kids lined up for careers. And that, in turn, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from the Education Desk, is bringing new attention to what has traditionally been one of the least prominent fixtures on college campuses, the Career Center.
At Washington College on Maryland's Eastern Shore, most students never visited the Career Center until that senior year, I better start looking for a job freakout. And when they did go looking for it, it wasn't easy to find.
We have traditionally hidden our career services operation in the ground floor of a residence hall across the street from the main campus.
That's Joe Holt, chief of staff at the small liberal arts school.
You needed a fob to get admitted to the building. It wasn't very welcoming and inviting. It certainly wasn't on the admissions tour.
But when prospective students and parents visit now, they want to see it. They want to know what the college is doing to help students get internships and land jobs after graduation. Come January, Holt will have something to show them, a new million-dollar career center in a converted boiler house.
So this will be the new center.
The new center will have a comfy lounge, rooms with built-in cameras so students can watch how they do in mock interviews, and it'll be right in the heart of campus.
Now you just have to stop in on the way to class, and it also sends a powerful message to prospective students about the value we place on this by giving such important real estate to this function.
The pressure on colleges isn't just coming from students and parents. The Obama administration is working on plans for a college rating system. It's expected to factor in things like employment and student loan repayment rates. Edwin Koch is director of research at the National Association of Colleges and Employers. He says most colleges just haven't invested enough in career services. The typical career counselor serves 1,500 students.
They toil away with extremely limited resources. And so the students don't see the career center as central to being successful at the school. Basically, for a lot of students, the career center becomes an afterthought.
Even if most colleges can't afford a sparkly new building, more are working to change what goes on inside. In an old brick house at Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, senior Sean Bell McDermott climbs the creaky stairs for an advising session.
Come on in.
3 years ago, F&M transformed its traditional career center into an office of student and postgraduate development. Along with the usual coaching on resume writing and interviewing, the office does workshops on financial literacy, business etiquette, and other life skills. And every student is assigned a student development advisor starting freshman year. Today, McDermott talks with her advisor, Lori Clark, about how to network with alumni.
Once you actually get them on the phone, what do you think will be some of the things that you would ask about?
I always ask them, like, what their major was and how it led them to where they are now. They always kind of laugh. They're like, oh, back in the day. You know? And I'm like, oh, yep, okay.
McDermott has a ready answer because she's met with Clark at least a dozen times. She's already done two internships, one through an alumni connection. McDermott doesn't seem at all nervous about graduating into a still shaky job market.
You also know that it doesn't end when you graduate. And so it's not just, you know, the next year, the next 5 years, it's the next 20 years. I can come back here and keep using their resources.
Beth Throne led the overhaul at Franklin and Marshall. Before, she says, just 20% of students interacted with the Career Center, mostly seniors. Last year, almost 75% went to a workshop, checked in online, or met with an advisor.
When students have interacted with us over the years, they're going to be clearer about what they want to do after college. They will leave with connections who will be there to mentor them long after they graduate.
And how are students faring after graduation? Throne says nearly 80% of the class of 2014 has landed in jobs or grad school less than 6 months out. It's hard to say if that's an improvement because the college didn't really track that kind of data until now. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.